When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas and I'm joined by my number one co-host Sandy Honig.
Hello.
And we have our another number one co-host named Anna Saragina.
Hello.
And we have our audience member, Rodney Berry.
Good to be here.
Today on the podcast, Clay is gone. Clay sucks. Clay's an asshole. And that is why we're happy he's gone. And he is bad.
Clay sucks.
So hit it, Sandy. Go.
Did I play it at the wrong time?
No, you're doing perfect. No,
okay. This is a song that I like to call Oops, All Black Keys.
Ooh!
Ooh, that's jazz.
Whoa. That's just jazz. I don't care who you are, that's jazz.
That's gotta be jazz.
Wow.
It's gotta be jazz.
See, this is real jazz because Sandy let that song go longer than Clay ever has. Why? Because she's more talented.
Exactly. Wow. You know what jazz is about? It's about not cutting it off.
Jazz is about making sure that you're the only one having a good time.
Exactly. It's about being the guy with that bass who's keeping it all together. The real glue, you know?
And all to himself.
Yeah.
For me.
What's your favorite kind of glue?
Ooh, the thickest.
Mm. I always. You like it
horse?
Thick.
Horse.
Where do you get that? All of it?
Just anywhere.
Wait, really? Glue comes from horse hooves?
Yeah.
Can.
Can? Yeah. It comes from a can?
Can. Well, my favorite is popsicle.
Oh.
And you twist.
Wow. Oh,
popsicle glue.
That's cool.
You know, I like paste.
Yeah.
I love paste.
Paste is good.
I want to eat
paste
it.
Paste is good. Yeah.
As a kid, I covered myself in Elmer's glue.
I like Elmer's. It seems very American to me. It's so puffy.
Elmer's is really good.
Puffy.
Did you have Elmer's glue when you were a child in Russia?
No.
You really never did?
No.
And so, but did you know about it?
No.
You didn't even know
about
it?
No one came over and said, you guys got to get over to the United States.
They've got Elmer.
We got thick glue. You gotta get over here.
So you never had the pleasure of spreading the Elmer's glue on your hand, waiting for it to dry, peel it off?
Not until I was much older, but then I was doing it all the time.
How old are we talking?
Well, I was, let's say, 14, and then I was just showing it to anybody who would look.
And they've already seen that.
They've already seen it.
They've already seen it. They're going.
But hey, well, excuse me. I've been looking at this for years. I didn't understand you. I was ESL.
So and did you say to them?
I was ESL.
I was ESL at the time. So.
You know what? I never even knew what ESL was.
Me.
Because I was so stupid.
Yeah.
No one ever said that in my school.
ESL?
ESL.
Did you have a lot of ESL students
in
your school?
Yeah, there's a lot of kids from Brazil. But I don't. There was not a system in place for them to thrive. Like, they were forced to just learn English, there was no middle.
But let me tell you what.
What?
Let's settle on in for this.
When okay, I, wait, wait.
When
what,
I
there you go, Anna.
Came to this country.
Yeah,
good job,
Sam.
When I came to this country, the school didn't put me into an ESL class for 1 year. And so for 1 year, I just sat in a class. I just didn't know anything.
What were you doing in there?
Just smiling. I just smiled a lot.
So you had to go suffer for 8 hours a day and just sit in the back of a class?
I just sit and smile.
Truly terrible.
And then you made a lot of friends, yes?
No.
Were there any words that you learned that you were like, now that's funny?
No.
No.
I remember my teacher saying, my name is Mrs. Cavallo. That's like that means horse in Italian. That's all I remember.
So you could speak enough English to know that?
I suppose.
really, those were your go-tos probably. It's like, my name is, and then
yes,
that
I said
means,
hello. Well,
where
this
do
is,
I go?
I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Mm. My parents had like a Rosetta Stone CD, and I overheard some stuff that they were listening to or that they were trying to learn. And the thing I really, the only phrase I knew in English when I moved here was, hi, will you be having lunch? Mm. Because I overheard them learn that.
So let's say you're having some burgers.
A burger. Sure.
And did you have a burger?
I wouldn't be having burgers for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Scared of burger?
Scared.
Wait, really? You didn't have a burger right when you got to America?
No.
How long?
That wasn't the first thing you
did. That wasn't the first thing?
How long?
A few years.
And you had never had a burger, so until you were probably 15 or something.
Mm-hmm.
That is a...
Wait,
insane.
Right when I'm putting glue on my hand, they I'm don't going to bring that burger.
They don't have friggin' burgers.
But they do now, oh. But they don't, no, not sure, then. Yeah.
And you weren't interested in a burger, or there was just no burger opportunity?
There were no burger opportunities.
Did you know about burgers from media?
I did not know about burgers from media.
You weren't watching the movies and you were going, man.
I was like, man.
I want to bite that burger.
Man, are they having a burger? Are they having a burger or what?
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I had to go to a new school in fifth grade, I didn't know nothing in fifth grade compared to this new school. I felt like so naive. I can't freaking imagine not being able to even speak the language or know what a burger is. At least I knew what a burger was.
I had no idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had absolutely no idea.
I you know what I did know about?
What?
Bagel bites.
How'd you know
big
about that?
Big old bites.
Well, how'd you know about that?
My mom bought.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're in media.
They're in media, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Burgers underrepresented in media.
What about it? There was no McDonald's in Russia, huh?
There was a McDonald's in Russia.
But you never got a burger.
I would get a Filet-O-Fish.
This is like a big problem I have, which is when people go to a classic place like McDonald's and they get like soup or something.
But Filet-O-Fish is a classic.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Have you had the McRib?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Is it good?
I've never had it.
I've had it. It's fine.
Have you had it, Sandy?
Yeah. I don't love it.
Huh.
Hmm. You know what's good about this podcast?
What?
No Clay.
I love that.
Not a Clay in sight.
Not a Clay in sight. You would think one Clay in sight at least.
Yeah.
Clay is canceled for the week because he had to go to Minnesota to celebrate 4th of July with his fiance.
Yeah.
And so now we have the opportunity to really explain to everybody why Clay is bad, which is that it's because he smells like shit and he's a piece of shit.
Well, I'm glad he's celebrating.
Yeah, I guess at least he's celebrating America, which is, there's a lot of layers to that because his dad is Donald Trump, which is the president of America.
That's sad when that happens.
And so he has to celebrate it. It's not like how it used to be, which is where it was a fun kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a job for him to celebrate the 4th of July.
He has to clock in and...
Yeah.
He's definitely going to have to clock in.
And he has to deal with, you know...
punch in, punch out.
The media circus surrounding him and his family.
Oh, my God. The charade
He can't
of it
just
all, yeah.
have burger in peace.
No. Yeah, and that's Clay's favorite thing to do is have a nice, peaceful burger.
He's having burger in agony.
Yeah, well, he likes to have his burger and his hot dog salad.
Sounds
like
he's not having a cheeseburger in paradise.
Oh.
No, he's definitely not. If anything,
Sandy, you really said it that time.
He's having a burger by a bonfire. A bad bonfire.
Burger by a bonfire?
Burger by bonfire.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does, but it's bad.
But it's
honestly
bad.
You know what you can do, burger by bonfire?
What?
Raw meat in hand, stick it over like marshmallow.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then
you
just flip the hand.
You want it to be even.
Yeah, because once that's cooked there, then when you flip it, it's not going to drip.
All the good drips are going to be in your hand.
So do what Sandy's doing on the 4th of July. Put the beef in your hand, the ground beef, and just hold it over the fire and it'll cook good. And then when you feel like the one side is cooked, turn it over. But make sure you hold it over that flame.
Because of the gravity.
Because the gravity will help with the cooking.
That reminds me... That reminds me of a movie that, well...
What?
Midsummer.
Oh, well, not Gravity.
Not yet. Well, Gravity 2. It's got both.
Gravity 2? There's a sequel?
What did Sandra get herself into this time?
I'm not sure.
We all went and saw Midsummer. Midsummer?
Not me.
No, we all did.
Yeah.
In the theater.
We all did.
And we all went to...
You went to the bathroom a lot.
We went to the movies.
We went to the movies in Arizona. Mm-hmm. We all got a hotel together. We got pizza.
One big room. Yeah. Five beds.
Huge
five
room.
Beds. What kind of pizza?
One for the pizza.
What kind of pizza did we all get? It was
broccoli.
Oh, you know
broccoli.
Me. I love
it. Yeah,
broccoli.
I like pineapple, but because I'm not like other girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I called up the pizza place and I went, "Can you be chucking broccoli? Chocolate broccoli. My favorite dessert, chocolate broccoli.
Chocolate broccoli.
So yeah, so we ordered. We started with that, and then Anna was like, and I also, do you mind if I chime in? And she grabbed the phone, and you said.
I said, please, it was just a couple of pineapples on there for just me.
Because you're not like other girls.
I'm not like other girls. And I told him on the phone, too.
And then Rod, he was in a drunken rage because, well, he is struggling right now. He has a drinking problem. But so he.
It's not a big deal. Like,
you snatched the phone from Anna.
Right. I had to.
And it then, hurt my hand.
Yeah. And you whacked her over the head.
I said, I'm sorry. I don't know. I have to bring it up on the podcast.
Yeah. And you hit her with the phone and
hit Anna, me across the face.
She fell onto the ground and she spit out a tooth.
I spit out one tooth.
And she said, well, this is going to hurt my ability to eat pizza.
This is going
to
hurt like hell tomorrow. That's what I said. It's going to hurt like hell tomorrow.
Rod, you took the phone and you said, I just got to make sure there's going to be cheese on my pizza.
Sometimes they don't bring the cheese.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget to bring the cheese to the pizza place.
You have to remember,
put it on there.
You have to ask for cheese.
Yeah.
People don't know this because they say, can I just get one large cheese pizza?
Yeah.
They are saying this, but if you just say, can I get a large pizza, they will bring you pizza, no cheese.
No cheese.
And being the people pleaser that I am, I said, hey, I don't mind as long as everybody gets a piece.
Exactly. You're Pete please, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm Pete pleaser.
He's Pete pleaser.
Oh.
Sandy's behind the ones and twos of the day, and she is also a Pete pleaser. So she's always being a very nice person to Pete, people named Pete.
Pete.
Yeah. It's true.
So we had the pizza. We got full from our delicious honkin' pizza.
So good.
Chocolate broccoli and pineapple and cheese pizza. And we went to see Midsommar in Arizona. We weren't sure what city we were in, but we went to the multiplex. And we're walking in ready to be scared.
Ready.
Because this movie I've heard has some spooky crap in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did you hear about leading up to the movie, Sandy?
I heard it's Swedish.
Yeah.
Swedish.
It is Swedish.
I heard it's Swedish. Or it's either Swedish or it takes place in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's
the
second
one.
Yeah,
it's number two.
Yeah.
And I heard it's scary.
Well, yeah, and so Sandy was really scared, and she was literally shaking as she was eating her pizza.
Mm-hmm.
She was shaking so much that all the chocolate broccoli was falling off the pizza.
Off. Yeah.
And I was like, Sandy, don't worry. We're not going to see the movie for another 2 hours. And she goes, I am scared.
I was doing that.
Yeah. And then I go, Sandy, and you went, he's... right behind me, isn't he?
What are you talking
about?
And
the movie was right behind me.
Yeah.
And Anna, she's not afraid of anything.
No.
Because she's sort of like not like other girls.
Well, because, my thing is I'm sort of not like other girls.
Anna, would you say that you ain't afraid of no ghosts?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's no ghosts in this.
No, but I went into it saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mm. If even if there's no ghost, it regardless, I'm not afraid.
Yeah. And Rod, he was excited to see the movie because there's a lot of blonde girls in it.
Oh.
And Rod loves blondes.
He loves blondes.
I mean, that's definitely true.
Gentlemen prefer blondes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they have more fun.
Exactly.
Rod kept hitting me on the chest and going, I love blondes.
Okay, blondes have more fun. In my experience, blondes have more flubber.
What?
Blondes have more flubber.
Wow.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Blondes have more of it.
Yeah,
they just have it more. Yeah,
they get more
That's 100% true.
That's true.
So we're all sitting there watching the movie. Okay?
And Rod's having a rockin' time.
Rod is having a rockin' time.
He's having, because every time someone new, then blonde comes on screen, he goes, new and blonde, yeah.
And he kept whispering.
I could
hear it himself whisper. He kept going, I'd like to see how they do anal.
It was fine.
And I was like, Rod,
distracting.
There's only one way, and you go, but that's what I'm thinking about, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rod?
I mean, I didn't think I was saying that out loud. I thought I thought I was just thinking it.
No.
Nope.
I didn't realize you guys could hear me. I thought it was like gonna not be distracting for you.
No, it wasn't distracting.
Because it was in my head.
No, we just know how you are.
We know exactly how you are.
And I'm watching the movie, I'm like, yeah, this stuff is good. And so that overall is why I say, because of all that stuff in the movie that we talked about, mm-hmm. the blondes and
blondes
and the pizza, and I think, and there is some slapping, people are jumping around and slapping each other off, and mm-hmm. there's people doing some spooky crap.
Yeah.
And because of that, I easily give the film a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Oh, that's okay. A really good score.
That's a really good score.
That is a really good score.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What about you, Anna?
Well, for me, because Rod had just hit me in the face with a phone.
And you're missing a tooth.
And I'm missing a tooth this whole time.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching, I'm going, this is, I didn't know we were watching it, settling in for a documentary about me.
Right.
So, and then it was just nice to see, because I feel like I'm underrepresented on screen. And so I felt like this is for me, this is about me, I love this. So 10 out of 10.
Yes. Because you were saying there's not enough movies about
me.
Blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Rod?
Well, I mean, I think we already went over everything I really loved about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, right. New and blonde. Every like 5 minutes, new and blonde, and you're happy about that.
Yeah.
You're definitely happy about
that. Of course. And then also you're always thinking like, I wonder how they do anal. And you're mm-hmm. thinking that as you watch the movie. And for that, I have to give it a 10 out of 10.
Right. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a perfect score.
Yeah. What about you, Sandy?
For me, when I was watching the movie, I sat down and I didn't know what to expect. And then when we sat down, I forgot I'm in this movie.
Whoa.
What? I was in the movie.
Which one were you?
I was the one driving the car.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's cool. So cool. Yes. I didn't even realize
you
were so good.
I had like a whole monologue, uh-huh. but they cut it. They must have cut
wow.
it because I think it was probably distracting because it was like really emotional.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of took everybody out of it. But I still was thrilled to remember that
Wait,
I was in this
is
movie.
This, did they change the title? Because you told me a while back that you're in a movie called Scary Guys.
Yes, it was Scary Guys. Because the whole thing was, yes. So it was originally called Scary Guys, but then they realized that there was just one scary guy.
Yeah.
And they were like, it would just be easier to call it Midsommar.
Yeah, wow.
So for that, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow, that's cool.
That's so cool.
Man, congrats to that.
Congrats to that.
I mean, anytime you get cut out of something, you feel great about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was a little self-conscious about how I looked at the time. Yeah. I had lost a lot of weight and I was blonde and I had really big tits and I was just like really self-conscious about how I looked in it. So
yeah.
What was it like for you to watch it?
Triggering,
yeah.
But fun.
Mm.
To remember that I worked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I would have known that when I was sitting right next to you.
Yes.
I just would have been kinder.
What's crazy is I do remember every time that the car came back on screen, Sandy was sort of going and sort of elbowing all of us.
But that was because the guy behind me was pinching me.
Oh.
His toes were long on his legs and he could pinch me with his toes.
Oh my God.
That's honestly the grossest thing I've ever heard.
That's a common thing in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had little long toes on his legs.
Yeah. So he's just a rock guy. He's a guy who comes
and
rock.
He could snap with them and pinch me.
Oh my God.
And so
that's what the snapping was.
Yeah.
I thought that was in the movie.
Every time there was something good on the movie, there was a toe snap.
I heard a snap, but I didn't realize it was a toe snap.
Wow. Okay. Well, so we were on a road trip to see movies.
Mm-hmm. We did this every year.
This is a big thing for us.
In the Barbenkel 5 cinemas.
Yeah.
So we wanted to go to the last two remaining Barbenkel cinemas screens.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the one in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had to go to the final Barbenkel Film Center, which was in
Melrose Place.
So we drove to Arizona, then
we drove back to LA on Melrose Place to see the final Barbenheimer screen, which was of yesterday, the film about the Beatles, and if they didn't exist, which is would be a sad day for everybody.
I'm mortified thinking about it. I don't want to.
The greatest band of all time.
And it was based on a true story.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have a great fact that I actually didn't know till later.
So it was actually based on the story of the time that a guy was riding his bike and he got hit by a bus at the same time that there was a major power outage all across the world. Wow. And when he woke up, he was the only person who remembered the Beatles. And then he decided to go forth and pretend the songs were his own so that he could then become famous. And then that was what the movie was based on.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so cool.
I heard that story.
Well, because the story.
I never heard that story.
The story is crazy. Yeah. But no, it has to be true. It's like so crazy that it's got to be true.
It's one of those things. Yeah.
Because also what happened when he got hit by the bus because the power outage across the world is that cigarettes never existed.
And Coca-Cola. Oh,
and Harry Potter.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And these are things that we know they exist, but this was the sort of the... they didn't exist in this
world.
But
they exist now to us because this happened and then that guy went and did that stuff.
Exactly. Right. Because after he was the Beatles, he wrote Harry Potter and he made the Coke... And
he made the Coke.
He invented the Coke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, he made the one Coke that is known as the Coke. And then some people have gone on to try to make their own Coke.
It's not as good.
It's like the Coca-Cola. Yeah,
which is what Diet Coke is. It's a version of that stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the movie was, part docu.
That's crazy. Yeah, I got a very Free Solo sort of vibe from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's what I really liked was that they really stuck to the original story because you know how sometimes when things are based on a true story and you watch it and you go, this really happened different in real life and they were taking creative liberties, but here they really did it exactly how it happened
that's
in
amazing.
Real life.
Yeah.
Down to the part where he goes, can I have a Pepsi or can I have a Coke? And this woman looks at him crazy and he goes, sorry, Pepsi. Because that did happen to me. I was the waitress.
Sandy!
Not in the movie in real life.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that was before I got
to you met the guy.
So
the real guy.
Oh my God.
And what was he like in real life?
He was an asshole.
What?
He was an asshole?
Yeah, because ever since he got hit by the bus, he just became an asshole. Because
he's pissed off?
Fucked up.
No, it happens sometimes when you get hit by a bus when there's a power outage that's worldwide. Sometimes what happens is your brain gets scrambled because you're the only person who remembers the Beatles.
So that makes you pissed off.
I can imagine that if you were the only person who remembered the Beatles, if you were the only person who remembered the Beatles, life would just be a living nightmare.
Yeah.
Why?
What are you going to even talk to anyone about?
Because imagine waking up in the morning and you're going, oh, God, if only someone could help me sing a song that I remember half the lyrics, but not the other half. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a song stuck in your head.
What's some of your favorite Beatles songs?
No, blah, do, da, do, do, la, ba, do, blay, la, da, do, da,
so now imagine having to write remember the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember the whole rest of the song.
I can't remember it. What are the lyrics to Obla Di Obla Da?
Blah, 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 obli, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
Something that Derek about a marketplace.
Somewhere with the Derek Carver marketplace.
Yeah.
So it's an impossible task. No wonder the freaking guy's pissed off.
And Ed Sheeran plays himself in the movie because he actually was the person who, in real life, helped the guy.
Yes. Whoa. And that's where he gets his name, Sheeran.
Yeah, because he's sharing all the goods.
Yeah.
Because he's going, I'm famous, but I'm sharing it with these
with
guys
the
in the world. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm sharing my gift around. And the reason it's spelled different is because of Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people don't know.
Yeah, Ireland. Yeah.
And Ed.
Ireland.
And he, and also another thing about it is in the film, there's two other people who are best friends who know about the Beatles.
Yes. Well, they discover each other.
How?
Well, one lives in Moscow and one lives in England. And they...
Moscow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
From Anna.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
For me.
They're both, yeah. They both know about the Beatles.
Mm. And they know, do you know why in the real story why? Because it's not explained in the film.
In the real story why they both knew the Beatles?
Yeah.
They both had also been hit by buses at the same time that there was a power outage worldwide.
Of course. Yeah.
And they still never figured out why that happened.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the movie they never explained why it happened or why. Because in real life, nobody really knew.
Nobody knows. It's like, why do trees grow?
Grow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Actually know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because of all that stuff, I love the story. I love the based on fact. I like the songs. I like the acting. I like the buses. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Hmm.
How about you, Anna?
Well, for me, again, the Moscow factor is well represented on screen. Again, I don't feel like I'm usually represented on screen, so I feel like it's nice to be represented on screen for once in my life. And so for that reason, it's just nice to feel at home and comfortable. So I give it a 10 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. What about you, Rod?
Well, I love just stories that are based in the truth. And and also, I love to hear all of my favorite Beatles songs because they are the greatest band of all
time.
What
are some of the songs?
Well, Yesterday is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Something that's not in the title.
Oh, Octopus's Garden?
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Sandy?
My favorite Beatles song?
Wait.
I give it 10 out of 10.
Oh, sorry.
I give it 10 out of 10. My favorite Beatles song?
Well, in your review.
Okay, so what I thought of this movie was I loved that there was an international power outage all across the world at the same time that he got hit by a bus. And then when he came to, he was the only person who remembers the Beatles.
Yeah.
And then he, basically what I love about it is that he just goes ahead and he plays the Beatles songs and falls in love and...
With someone who's very in love with him.
Very, and she has frizzy hair and she's constantly saying how ugly she is with her frizzy, frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would say my favorite part is that the reason he got hit by a bus was because there was an electrical outage all across the world, which of course would shut off the lights of a bus.
Right.
That
right.
is powered by gasoline.
Right.
So that's what I loved about the movie, and I would give it a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Perfect score for a perfect movie.
Wow.
Perfect score for a perfect movie.
Just
a
little
now,
movie.
One thing I noticed, one thing I noticed about our movie journey from the Barnacle for Cineplex, we went all the way from Arizona, mm-hmm. then we went down to Melrose Place, was none of us ever peed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
that's
is...
True. That's weird. Yeah.
And
I guess that's
we
true.
Realize... Because we all hold our pee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Sandy and I do it, which Rod and Anna actually haven't done this yet,
no.
is because we like to weigh ourselves before we pee and then weigh ourselves again to see how much piss pounds we were holding.
Can I say something?
What?
I think this is, it's so cool to be around artists. And I just, my brain doesn't work like how do you guys come up with this stuff?
Yeah,
I hear this and I'm like,
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I saw the scale there. I had to pee. I thought next time I had to pee, I'm going to hold it as long as I can. And then weigh myself.
That's before amazing.
Before and after. And I'm telling you, I've lost 3 pounds after post piss.
Post piss three? Wow. The post piss three.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
The post piss three.
Everybody's trying to
you
get that post piss
15.
Three. Yeah.
You lose the post
piss three. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, because you're holding your pee for all of freshman year.
I know.
And then
it's
at the end of the year, when you pee it out,
it's embarrassing.
Then that 15
year.
Pounds.
Yeah. So, and Sandy, when did you start doing this?
I started doing it when I put on a little weight and was blaming it on my piss.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to see if maybe this is why.
This, yeah.
Turns out it was.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it feels good to immediately lose weight.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? The piss is too hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever feel that?
Yeah, it's...
Well, you gotta stop catching it in your hand.
It's,
what are you
but
touching
it's impossible
it for?
To, not to.
It's hard not to pee on your hands.
It's hard.
But
I
where do you
I
put
have
your
to
hands?
Agree with you there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's whenever I'm peeing, I'm like, what do I? I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, yeah. I get so awkward. Like, I always
have
to hold a
awkward.
Drink. I always try to hold a drink when I'm taking a piss, so I'd have something to do with my hands.
Right. Anna is right. You are notoriously awkward.
I know.
Sandy, I was like, one time, Sandy and I, we actually went to school together. We actually went to university. Went to university together.
We went to university.
And Sandy. Was so awkward. She was this awkward little mousy little girl.
Ooh.
And she was always in a library. So little, she's a mousy little girl. And I remember thinking, Sandy, you're never going to find a mate unless you scratch
you mean,
off your awkwardness.
You remember faking?
Yeah.
I was faking. I'm never going to, I'm never going to find a mate because I'm so fucking awkward.
I was like, Sandy, you're such a little, you don't be such a slag.
I'm such a slag. Wanker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was being such a wanker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, we moved back to the States mm-hmm. and we've lost our accents, but she yeah. has shaken her awkwardness, but she's still awkward with her hands and she doesn't know what to do. She's always pissing on them.
Yeah.
I'm peeing on my hands too. Okay. We have to take a break. Ready? And we're back on the show. Anna, when's the last time you pissed on your hands?
I don't really. I haven't been peeing, if I can be honest.
Oh, you're saying.
Have you peed since we saw the films?
No.
So what are you doing with the pee?
I'm storing it.
For why?
Because I'm right now I'm going through kind of a lonely phase, so I'm just keeping it as like a, I don't know, honestly, a little bit of a friend.
That yeah. sounds wow. like hoarding, yep. Anna.
You say hoarding, I have a different way of looking at it, and I'm a little more well-traveled, so I look at it as companionship.
Whoa. You mean, you say hoarding, and I say harden.
You say hoarding, I say James Corden.
James Corden, James Corden, James Corden, I'm hoarding James Corden. And I am hoarding James Corden. I want him all to myself!
Yeah.
So you're awkward.
Yeah, oh, we're being awkward again.
We all want James Corden to ourselves.
Well, yeah, yeah. So what's going to happen when you do finally have to plop your piss?
Well, I don't plan on plopping my piss till probably, I mean, at this point, at this rate, I don't even know when. I mean, well, I'm just so used to being on my own.
But
you know?
You're
just
so used filled to with piss. Like, Anna, stand up and shake around.
I can't do it.
I just want you to hear what she sounds like when she shakes around. Sorry, stand
all
up.
Right, okay.
Now shake around.
All right.
See, Anna,
oh Anna, that's...
It's embarrassing. Don't
you
make me
do
this on
your pee.
Anna.
It's swishing back and forth.
Anna, how many days has it been?
It's been, honestly, 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
Anna.
It's been 3 months. Look, I know.
See, we're talking 2 days tops, Sandy
no, no, no.
and I.
3 months.
Yeah.
Sorry.
3 days, maybe.
3 months.
Okay, so, fine. Eventually, you're gonna have to pop your piss at some point because you can't be in it. Don't walk. Don't run away.
It's because did someone once say to you, "Don't break the
come
seal"?
Come back here. Oh yeah, is that what somebody said?
Yeah, they say don't break the seal.
I can't break the seal.
Don't break the seal.
It, honestly, once you stop thinking about it, here's the thing: once you stop doing it, you just like it kind of just becomes second nature, and it's like I can't explain this to you guys; you wouldn't get it. Mm. You guys are artsy, and I understand. But, I'm okay,
Anna, quit
I'm
dancing.
Away.
Quit dancing.
I love to dance. I love to dance.
She's so mad about this. You're cornering her.
You're cornering me.
How much money would it take you to piss?
At this point,
I mean, you're asking her to get rid of her closest friend.
That's my closest friend.
And so, $5,000, would you piss?
Would you piss for yeah. $5,000? Would you piss for $10?
No.
Would all right. you piss for $30?
Yeah.
$20?
All right. Yeah. So, everybody, if you can, Venmo Anna Saragina. If you Venmo her and she gets $30, she will pee.
I'll piss.
She said $20 too.
I'll plop my piss.
Oh, for $20.
Tell them.
All right. For $30, Anna will piss.
Look. I'm coming up toward you.
Anna, you need to back
Anna,
away.
Anna, back away.
Sure. Anna,
to seriously,
face.
Anna.
I'm trying to get in your face.
It's scaring
Anna,
Sandy.
You're okay. scary.
I'm sorry.
Anna,
okay.
You're
all right.
Scaring
all right. I'll back
me.
Up. I'll back
Anna,
up.
I
okay. Told back
you.
Up.
Okay.
I seriously told you.
And now Sandy's up. Becoming awkward
Anna,
again.
Oh my God.
I didn't know she was going to be awkward.
Oh
I didn't realize.
I seriously told you. I get really scared.
You know Sandy gets awkward.
I
forgot how awkward you get.
Wait, you get so scared. I told you.
Sandy, come here. Come here.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, Sandy.
I told you it's been a couple days. It's been a couple days.
Sandy, come here. Look, away from the boys, girl to girl. I'm sorry.
Well, Rod, they're so far away from us. I wonder what they're saying.
There's no way to know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, they're coming back.
Oh, yeah. Running back.
Okay. Ooh, I'm out of breath.
Okay, so y'all seem to work things out.
Yeah, I think we'll make it another week.
I know.
Okay. Whew. Man, close one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So, good luck. I support you on your journey. That's all that matters. Wait, what's wrong?
Sorry, I've just been crying.
Over there too a little bit.
Wow. Snort back.
What is that?
When I cry really hard.
Wait, you and Sandy cry in a really similar way.
I know, that's how it became bad.
You guys. Who's making what noise?
I think they make a pretty similar.
Wait,
cry.
Can you guys do it? I just want to hear one of you at a time doing it.
Well, you have to. Well, now they're done crying, so you have to say something really mean to each of them.
I guess if you made me cry again,
I don't want to make you cry again.
Oh, so now you just don't want to even. Just, so you're not even curious.
Now you're not even curious.
No, I'm curious.
Listen,
Rod, just say the meanest thing you can think of to Anna.
I'm not going to say them.
I'll write down something that you're thinking.
That I'm thinking.
Rod, you're thinking it. I'm just writing it down because I've known you for a long time, so I know what you're thinking.
Telepathic. Mm.
And then I'll do the same for
kind
Sandy.
Of cool telepathic stuff.
That's close friendship. Oh man, I
love this calm period.
Sometimes I don't know what
right
I'm
after crying.
This is the blue period.
This is my blue period.
This is my, yeah. Of this podcast, I would say this is the podcast blue period.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's crazy because that's so tied to jazz and Clay's not even here to, and that's good.
And that is good.
Yeah, we're all very happy.
Maybe I can find a good song for the blue period.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to.
Oh.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So every episode of every podcast has, similar to Picasso, they have a blue period. And it's usually about 36 minutes in. And we actually hit that right on the money. So what's the saddest thing you can think of?
The saddest thing I can think of? Oh my God. Give me a minute.
I mean,
but I'm so happy right now.
All right. All right, I figured out what Rod is thinking.
All right, end blue period.
Oh, wow. That was a brief.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
you just felt melancholy.
An era is not necessarily about time, but about the
A relationship
quality
can
of
be
work.
Short and still be successful.
Exactly, the quality.
I'll go ahead and tell you, Rod, I think that it's kind of fucked up that you thought this.
Listen, Anna, these are my thoughts.
Okay.
And I just want... Anna, you are a stank-ass bitch. With not sexy?
No.
No, with not...
Rod.
I don't know what this says.
You're changing your thoughts.
Do you know what that is? With not...
Why are you asking me to be mean to myself?
I don't know what that is.
Rod.
Can
what
I
is
give
that
it a
word?
Can I give it a whirl?
You spit it.
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, you are a stank ass bitch. Here, I feel like you know that.
All right, Anna, Sandy's gonna say Rod's thoughts.
Okay.
Anna is a dumb, stank ass bitch with not very many clothes, as far as I know.
Okay.
Clay is gone midsummer yesterday.
Those are the notes.
Holding pee.
Wait, Anna's crying. It started. Rod!
Anna, listen.
Okay, now Rod, apologize.
Anna, I'm so sorry. Anna, I don't mean that. That's not what I'm... It is
Sandy, play a happy song on the
piano. It is what
piano.
I'm thinking, but
an original,
it's not, I don't
original.
Mean it. And,
and sing.
I'm very sorry.
Oh, happy, happy Anna. Oh, 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 happy Anna. Buzz down, happy Anna. Happy Anna, buzz down, happy Anna.
It does kind of work. Okay, wow.
All right.
Wow.
So that's what Anna sounds like when she's crying.
Oh my God.
Thanks for doing that, Sandy.
Of course.
Oh my
okay,
God.
So now Rod's about to say his thoughts about you.
Okay.
And in order to snap you out of your crying, you're going to also have to play your happy
own song
to yourself.
While she's crying?
Yeah,
she's the only one who knows how to do the piano stuff.
You're right.
All right, so
trained.
Let me read Rod's thoughts.
Okay, let me see if I... Okay, yeah.
And this is 100% what I'm thinking. Whit knows me very well.
He just, well, you guys have the advantage of time and the wisdom of time.
Yeah, we've been friends for so long. And I've
all this time.
Oh, wait, I thought we were. Sorry, I preempted with the song.
Weird
oh,
no, to it's know okay. You're about to feel sad.
It's kind of like looking death in the face where you're like, you know, I'm ready.
You're braver than I am.
There's the fear when you don't know when it's coming. And then when it's coming, you say, I'm ready.
For me, I just realized that sometimes when I cry, I know I've been storing all this piss. I think I'm just crying. Some of the tears were just some of the piss that's coming.
Is that why your eyes are like that now?
Yeah. They're yellow.
They're yellow and you have constant pink eye.
I have constant pink eye.
They're yellow and pink and it's kind of a gorgeous sort of sunset moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. A real LA sunset.
A real LA sunset.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So gorgeous.
Okay, Rod.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Anna.
Rod, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you? What's his wit?
This is a two pager.
It's a two pager. Oh God,
having a lot of thoughts.
I don't. That means
Rod really doesn't like me.
No,
he really doesn't.
I mean, I don't think it's a two. It's not two pages worth. I don't know.
Two pages worth of bad thoughts about me.
Wow.
Bad thoughts. Bad thoughts. Yana. Bad Tatiana.
Yeah, he's Tatiana? Still just writing down my thoughts.
Bad this thoughts, bad Tatiana.
Bad Tatiana. Bad Tatiana.
Can we hear you, right? Can you scribble close to the mic?
Yeah, get your scribbles up. Or you can put the mic down. And are you?
Oh, he has to say it.
He's writing down my thoughts, but I think he is also going to read them.
I'm not reading them. I'm nice. I'll let Anna read Rod's thoughts.
Okay,
so Anna, this is the first page of Rod's thoughts.
This.
Yeah, and then you go at here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So first page.
His thoughts are so complicated. Okay.
Yeah, I have complicated thoughts.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Sandy. This is Rod, not anyone else.
Sandy, to me, you seem as though you are a big dummy who deserves to be called out in front of your peers. So here I stand saying, Sandy, you are a dummy.
That's all.
That's all.
That's two pages.
Sandy,
stop.
Sandy.
Play your happy song.
This is heartbreaking. Hey,
Sandy, oh, I think.
Those are my
Sandy's
thoughts.
Sandy's
is more throaty.
Sandy.
Whereas Anna's is more of a snort. Sandy's is more of a throat cry.
Yeah.
Play your happy song, Sandy.
Oh, bloody, oh, blah, da, Sandy, ho, nay.
Whoa.
Da, 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 da. Oh,
immediately
my God.
Oh, my God, you're back. Oh, she's back.
She thinks of the Beatles.
Oh, I forgot to say what I liked about yesterday, too.
What?
Is that there were a couple of times in the movie where the lead character would basically say, like when he was first going, so you seriously don't know who the Beatles are? And his friends were like, no. And he goes, this is a really complicated joke.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? This movie is a really.
He kind of would lower his class. This is a little complicated joke.
He at one point goes, then I'm in a really, really complicated situation.
I like how every time someone has to tell them something important, they have to stop the car.
There was about three instances of stopping the car.
Yeah. But you know what it did make me want to do?
What?
Go back to London.
Oh, yeah.
Did you spend a lot of time
to go
there?
Back.
Yeah, well, we went to university there. We went to Comcone.
Yeah,
Comcone University.
In London, famously in London.
We went to Clomclorm University.
Yeah, Clomcone. We studied out there. What did we study again?
Retrospectives.
Yeah, we studied retrospectives.
I majored in the retrospective.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite good, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Jim Jim Haru.
Yeah, it was Jim Jam Jury.
Yeah, it was tut tut.
It was kind of ting tut tut.
It was tick tick tick.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
What did you major in?
You majored in retrospective.
I majored in retrospectives.
I majored in I just majored in how to be.
And I minored in how to lose a guy in 10 days.
There, yeah. Which is so wild. That can be a minor.
Yeah. So rockin'.
Yeah.
It was so rockin' growing up in London.
Yeah, and then we came back here, we lost our accents.
We would always hit the pubs.
Yeah.
We're so rocking.
Yeah, quite rocking.
Yeah, we were quite rocking, really.
And then, well, what school did you go to, Anna?
I did a season abroad.
Oh, wow.
I just did a season abroad, but,
where? You know,
Scotland. It's a general school in Scotland.
What'd you study?
Oh, metal.
Metal.
I heard Myrtle.
The music?
I heard Myrtle.
Yeah.
Wait, the music or the Myrtle, the thing?
The music. Myrtle, the thing.
Myrtle, wait, the music.
So you studied metal?
Yes.
Wow. That's cool. You can do that in Scotland.
Yes.
Nice.
It's one of the only programs that offers it. That's why I went there.
And you got your accent out there. And then you lost it, though.
And then I lost it when I came back.
Well,
it's crazy how that just comes over you. You're there.
You're there. You pick it up. Quite organic, or really.
And you come back and you lose them.
Lose it right
like
away.
Like you would lose a guy in 10 days.
Exactly. You can lose an accent in 10 days.
Well, it's like when I go back home to Alabama, I'll suddenly start going, well, 9 days, we're never there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every time I go back to New York, I'm like, oh, my God.
Wait.
What is that?
That's people a classic like, New York accent.
What a New York accent.
I didn't know that one.
I don't get it because I've never lived there, but yeah.
When you go to New York, if you try to cross the street and a car starts going and you're in the crosswalk, what you do is you go, oh my God.
I wish you would have told me this before I went to New York.
Well, that's like a New York trope.
I was looking
trope.
Like an idiot.
Even I knew that, Anna.
I didn't know that.
That's a
you've
classic.
You've never seen a movie?
You've never
no,
seen
a movie?
They
I
hit
not.
The hood of the taxi and they go, oh my God.
Oh my, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like one of those classic New York moments.
Oh, that's classic. I'm sorry, you guys. I was just busy studying abroad. And I guess I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And Rod, did you?
And Rod, did
what?
You?
Did I what?
And Rod, did you?
You know, man. You studied abroad.
No, I went to Glendale Community College.
Oh. What'd you study?
What'd you study?
Sociology.
Oh. That sounds like it.
Really cool.
Really cool. That sounds like
it's like pretty interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't,
no, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. good.
Did you pick up any like accents while you were there?
In Glendale Community College? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like,
yeah. I mean, because we all tone. Picked up accents.
Yeah, you can't help it.
But you
well, yeah, no, but Glendale is, we're just, it's just right here and there's not really a. Well,
it's in this room?
No, but it's like.
Oh, really? Like
he's like, oh, it's right here.
Like this is.
No, it's like
this is Glendale.
Oh, like you oh, get so there. This is Glendale.
Also, like yeah. I guess this
okay.
is Glendale.
Okay,
I'm not sure I really understand what you mean.
I mean,
okay,
it's,
it sounds like he didn't study a map.
I thought you were awkward, but
no, I did take
sociology. There's nothing like geography. Man.
Yeah,
I did take a geography class, and I did.
And.
I did study a map.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear that
so you were a cartologist?
No,
okay. It changes his tune all of a sudden.
Yeah,
no, it's just like
all of a sudden he's Magellan.
All of a sudden
all of a sudden he's Magellan.
He's Magellan.
All of a sudden he's Magellan.
All of a sudden he's Magellan.
Wow.
Rod, I feel like you've really like iced us out of this podcast and you've sort of taken over at this point.
Yeah, well,
talking about maps and sociology.
And you're smart.
Not even having an accent as if you're just trying to say like, oh, I'm Rod. I'm strong-willed. I'm not going to adapt.
Well,
and it's like,
know.
At
right.
this point, you're no different.
I think I'm just very working class, and I haven't studied abroad.
Okay,
I
let me tell you this.
Your superior attitude makes you a cog in the machine.
It does. It yeah. definitely does. And let me tell you this, Rod.
Whoa.
Sandy, Anna, and I are the epitome of blue collar.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because while we were at university over in London, Sandy and I don't know what Anna was doing, but Sandy and I were having to hammer in cobbles into the street to make the money for the books of our classes.
And guess what? We also had to make the cobbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is hard. It's like making a delicious burger, except you don't get to eat it afterwards.
Could you even know the first thing about making a cobble?
Could you even know? Yeah.
Could you even know the first thing about making cobbles?
I was bringing my own thread to tie all the countries' flags together back at it with my own money, my own thread.
And how much were you getting paid?
Pennies.
And every penny went to school. So we know a bit about being blue collar, Mr. Mm-hmm. Glendale over here.
Mr. Glendale.
Yeah.
Mr. Glendale. Yeah.
You're a fool.
I'm
going to hit
he's
you.
He's a fool.
No,
come on. Oh my God.
I don't know.
I hit him.
Hey.
Whit.
What?
That's classified as assault.
That is classified as assault.
That is classified.
I don't care what school you went to. That's classified as assault.
He made me and my friends feel bad, so I hit him.
You're right.
I'll do it again.
Oh my God.
That one had to hurt.
No, seriously,
hurt. That's called double assault. Oh, wait, you can't be prosecuted if it's double assault. Yeah.
Double jeopardy.
Exactly. Or your spouse can't either, right?
Yeah, so you better get married, and then Mitra has to hit him twice. And then it's quadruple cancels out.
I can marry Mitra because she's overage.
She and she loves when you call her that.
Yeah.
She loves when you go, Mitra, you're overage.
Yeah,
she's my overage girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's it's cool. important that the podcast listeners know I have an overage girlfriend.
Yeah. He got nervous.
Yeah, he's very
nervous.
When you think about your overage girlfriend, you do get nervous.
I get nervous, She's overage.
Yeah.
Which means
nerve wracking.
She can do stuff.
She can drive away.
She can drive away.
She can rent a car.
And she can rent a car and drive away.
She already has a car. She lets me drive it all the time.
Nice.
And she takes a bus to her job as a nurse. But
that's nice.
Anyway, she's overage, and I can marry her if I want, right? So guess what? That means I can hit you again.
Oh my God. Wait, no, triple. That means you can be prosecuted now.
That's back.
Okay, no, you're safe.
Now
you're safe. If it's divisible by two, then you're safe.
Wait, exactly. Anna's got a weird look in her eye. Oh, wait, she's standing up and walking towards Rod.
Oh, Anna, please, don't.
Anna, do it twice.
Oh. Anna, go back to your seat.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Anna, you said three times. That means that you're in trouble.
All right, now go back to your seat.
Wait, the cops are coming. Wee-oo.
Oh, there's a new cop car.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait. Sandy ran and hid, but now there's this really big guy walking over.
He's huge.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
Oh my God, this guy's so big.
Wait.
I can't believe how big he is. What? I gotta hide because
what's going on?
Wait.
Anna's hiding now, and now there's another big guy walking over.
Big ass guy.
What's going on?
I'm sorry.
What? Sir, you're so big. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I heard three hits.
I swear to God,
they went away. Okay.
You know what I love about the sound of an ambulance is when they're coming, it sounds like this. Yeah. But then when they leave, because it's the sound waves sound
ascending
different when
descending.
They're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Sound waves sound different when they're coming towards you, and when they're going the other way.
Wow.
And you knew that too, Anna?
Yeah.
Something that we learned in university.
Yeah.
Wait.
For me, just school, public school in Scotland.
And I forgot that you went to Scotland to get your PhD.
Yeah.
And so you did the Scotland voice too.
Oh, wait, just go. Hey.
I remember telling you that some of the best times it's
what? Okay.
Yeah, that's how Scottish people sound.
We got into DJ.
I don't know what that last part was.
The cheese.
You know I can't roll my R's?
I can teach you.
Well, hold on. Because someone was teaching me. Tell me what I need to do.
Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Ta-da.
Because I watched on the video on YouTube that you're supposed to go like this. Is that close?
You must have been learning from someone who was very sad. Because it sounds like they were crying.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of something.
That was weird.
Oh, but boys can do machine gun noise.
Girls can't do that because it's spitty.
Girls can't do it because it's spitty, yeah.
It's spitty.
But girls can do it.
Girls, they can't do it because it's spitty.
The girls can't do it, yeah.
So what's your secret, though?
I taught Alyssa how to do it. Alyssa Stonaha.
What's Stonaha?
Who's an actor.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
You know, she's a comedian. She would hate to be called an actress on pod. But she, I taught her to roll her R's. I said, just go, ta-da, ta-da. They say ta-da. And then you just speed it up.
Wait, you're too high.
I'm happy now. I can roll my
arms. No!
Wait.
You yeah. have to come
wait,
down.
Wait, wait. The only thing that's important is don't look down, because if you look down, that's when you
no,
because you have to just keep looking up.
Don't
when
look
you,
down. What do you mean?
When you look down, that's when your body realizes that you're actually in the yeah. air and gravity takes place. So don't look down. Whatever you're doing.
Wait,
whatever
but you're now doing. I wanna.
No. He landed right on the piano.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, guys. I'm okay.
Oh my god, this is exactly like Midsommar. Oh, this is
he's
so
got a small voice now.
I'm okay, guys.
So embarrassing. What?
I'm coming back up, guys.
Wait, where are you, Whit?
I'm stuck in the ground.
Oh.
But I'm pulling myself up, guys.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
And just like Reagan would have liked.
Yeah.
Pulling myself up.
With the bootstraps.
By his own bootstraps.
Political.
Yay,
she's got political. She's got political.
Hey, can one of you, I'm back. Can one of you guys bump me on the back so that I can get my regular voice back?
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, ready? One, two. Sorry, I did it before three.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Oof.
Wow.
Wow. That was scary.
That was scary.
Man.
What happens if I bonk you again? Oh my god.
It's nice to know it's an option.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only thing off. Is that I can't hit you again because then it's triple assault.
Okay, I'll do one.
Ow! Oh, but now,
you do one. Now you do one.
No!
It's normal.
Wait. Oh, wait.
Okay, wait.
But now I'm. Wait.
No, you guys both did too.
Okay, they're going away. Okay. Thank God. They're going away. God.
You can hear that they're going away.
You can hear that they're going away.
If that big guy comes back in here, I'm going to freak out.
Dude, he was fucking so scary.
He was scary. Scary crap.
He was so scary. He was literally really,
really big.
He must have been what?
Almost been 6 feet.
We must have almost been 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Oh,
so, you think? That tall? That
big?
I don't know. He must have been close.
Are you sure?
Yeah. At least 5'9".
At least.
He was huge.
Well, 5'9" I'll take, but 6?
Too big.
He was fucking huge. He had to have been 5'9" or over. That's he was so point. Big.
Yeah, he was really big. His feet were giant. I'm talking like 10 and a half.
Oh my god.
10 and a half?
Minimum.
You think?
When I looked at his feet, I was like scared. I just felt so scary.
I felt violated. Yeah, that's why I was hiding.
I felt really violated.
It made me
want
to just crawl into my bed and pull up the covers and be safe.
Cozy.
Cozy in my bed. Wear my
so
biggest,
nice.
Comfortablest,
so nice.
Bluest sweater and just get into my bed
God.
And be cozy.
I love that.
Cozy.
What's the most... Right wait, now. All right, to end the podcast, let's all go around Rod last and decide what the most cozy we've ever been was. I'll start.
Wait.
Thank you. My most cozy I've ever been was when I rented a cabin in Big Bear Lake. And I only was wearing my most thickest, comfortable, bluest sweater, sitting by the fire with my overage girlfriend in nothing but a sleeping bag, watching my favorite movie, Ghostbusters, thinking, I'll never be this cozy again.
Oh my god.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Okay, so the coziest that I've probably like ever been was the time so I got shot out of a cannon and I was flying up into the sky and I landed on a big fluffy cloud and I was rolling around in the cloud and I was rolling myself up in it like making myself a total cloud burrito and I was rolling around and I had these socks on that were like so soft and they kept get rolled up in the burrito and then I ate some of the cloud and it was like cotton candy. And that was probably the coziest I've ever been.
Wow.
That's so cozy.
Anna. What about you, Anna?
So cozy.
Well, it was just warm, just perfectly crisp. The kind of morning where you just wake up, it's 6 a.m., bright awake, it's just so crisp outside, and I went into my closet, and I opened up my wardrobe, and then I just chose my most velvetiest thong, and put that on, and I just went outside, and I seized the day.
Wow, that's cozy.
That's it, yeah.
Hey, Rob.
What about you, Rob?
How about you, Rob?
Well,
Rob. How about you, Rob?
My name, that's not my name.
All right, mansplaining.
Okay, well,
seriously, mansplaining.
Way to mansplain your name to me. Seriously, it's Rob.
So, I mean, for me, I guess the most cozy I've ever been.
Yawn.
Rob, you suck. I miss Clay.
Yeah, yawn, Rob.
I mean, it must have. I'm having a great time.
Rob, is the most cozy you've ever been? If Clay was here, you know he'd be spitting on you right now.
Oh my God.
You should be lucky that it's Sandy.
You should be lucky.
You should worship the ground he walks on.
Yeah.
I feel like the most cozy I've ever been is right here, right now, recording this podcast with you guys. With my close friends who are not spitting on me or hitting me.
Rob, that's pandering.
You're so nice. You're pandering, but I'll take it.
And I'll take it. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And with that, that's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. I was joined by my co-hosts, Sandy Honig and Anna Saragina. We had our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. We talked about a lot of things. Hold your pee and weigh yourself. It's interesting. See the things we talked about. And like us on the internet. Why? Because it's fun. Follow Sandy and Anna on the internet. And remember to call your senators and tell them about stuff. And thank you for listening. And go ahead, hit it more, Sandy, go.
Keep on hitting it. Ooh, Sandy, that's the jam.
Watch the ivories. Woo!
And that's jazz.
That's jazz.
Yeah.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.